This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two on Saturday, June 20th. Tomorrow being Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there, including Mr. Matt Hefter here from Serta Pro Painters. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Big plans for tomorrow?
Probably. Let me guess, you're grilling.
Grilling.
Yeah, we know this story.
Yeah. I knew that was coming.
You guys put me to shame.
I'll be grilling stuff tonight, not tomorrow, tonight. So our tradition.
Do both.
For Father's Day is to go to the Bavarian Beer House, and we all meet there and listen to polka music and drink beer. And that's our Father's Day tradition. We get like 15 to 20 people out there.
That's a great idea, too.
Yeah, it's fun. So, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
I'm guessing with the name Serta Pro Painters, you guys paint stuff.
We paint a lot of things.
Yeah.
We paint inside and outside, garage floor coatings, anything coatings-wise.
Okay.
Commercial, residential, it's 20 years. So, we were talking about that in the office, how when we first started, we started in Wauwatosa and literally pushing my youngest, my oldest child, pushing her in a stroller, walking through the streets, knocking door to door with door hangers and begging people to paint their front doors. And, and there were so many sweet people who are like, oh, you just started your business. You can paint our front door. Here you go. Can we just put a sign in the yard? Yes. Okay.
Nice.
And here you go. 20 years later, we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
And business is good.
Business is great this
time
year.
Of year.
Yeah. I think last year there was a little bit of a pause for a while, with tariffs and all that stuff. But this year, it's been really good.
Weather's been pretty good for outdoor painting.
April was not so good.
No.
Yeah, we're still catching up from April a little bit,
but we're almost really
there.
May was really dry. Yeah, May was fantastic.
May was great. June's been good.
Yeah.
On and off, but April, what was it? It was the most rainfall ever in recordable history in southeastern Wisconsin.
Yeah. Right? And then May was the driest.
Driest ever.
It's crazy.
It's weird how Mother Nature figures it out, right? Balances everything.
Now we're getting a mix of everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally out of the drought stage, according to what I saw this morning. We're in just a extreme dry, not a drought.
Yeah, that's good.
So when it comes to rain, it's been on and off. Like, how fast does your paint dry? Like, if you paint something and it rains 2 hours later, are we safe? Or...
Well, we watch that pretty closely. I mean, if you got thunderstorms and downpour, you probably don't want to do that. But if you got a slight drizzle, I mean, paint, it depends on the temperature. You know, it's 80 degrees, paint dries pretty quick. But it's not really fully cured for like kind of like 30 days fully.
Okay.
But it's like 97-98% cured in like 4 to 6 hours, depending on the temperature and stuff. Yeah,
that much, and then the last few, that takes that many days.
You just need the film to basically harden up, and then once that's hardened up, to get that coating completely all the way through. Yeah, it takes a while because it's acrylics, latex paints, so it's plastic and
how many mils thickness is a typical coat of paint?
Typically you're going to be depending on the coatings you're applying and the surface, like stains are thinner. They're going to be like 1.5 mils, to maybe 2 mils. If you're painting exterior wood with like Duration paint from Sherwin-Williams, that's going to go on wet closer to like a 3.5-4 mils, and it's going to dry at like 3 mils, something like that. So, just depends. And with wood, it's a science, right? Like with cedar, you want to go on thin, you want it to absorb, you want to use a stain. With other woods that are not cedar or even metal, you want to apply more mil thickness. You want the elasticity, for the coating to be able to expand and contract with the sun heating up the surface and cooling it.
Yeah.
So
I think we had a text or something a week or two ago. Somebody wanting to paint vinyl.
Yeah, we get that question often, and we can talk through that when we come back if we want to. But Matt is going to be with us all this hour, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Get your calls and texts in for him, and check them out at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C, CertaPro.com. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sabía que te amaba a las semanas de iniciar con la aventura.
Corinne León, the headliner tonight on the Marcus Amphitheater stage. His real name, Oscar Armando Diaz de León Juez.
That's impressive.
Where did you get Corinne from?
I don't know, but that's who's there tonight. So if you're going to Summerfest, that's the main stage. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of cowboy hats down there tonight because he's all decked out in the cowboy hat.
So Thursday was all the girls decked out in pink and
Megan
white.
Maroney.
Yeah, and the cowboy boots and everything that we saw.
Yeah.
So now it's the guys, right?
Matt, are you a Summerfest guy?
Legendarily, back in the days, more with kids, a little less. But I mean, there were years where I went every day when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
We lived in Appleton, and every year, two, three times, we'd drive down. And
I think when I was 20, I quit a job to go to Summerfest all week.
But that's when it was a week and a half straight.
Well, then I'm done.
Then it was, it was just like every day, for a week and a half straight kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it seems to be successful now with the three weekends. They keep doing it. So.
Yeah. Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters on 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Would CertaPro do a moderate project, remove wallpaper, then paint stairwell in a smaller home?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, small projects, big projects. I mean,
there's probably going to be some wall, I don't want to say repair, but texture. I mean,
a lot of homes that have wallpaper, at least in the Milwaukee proper area, some of them have plaster, things like that. There's plaster cracks, and wallpaper used to be a way to hide that.
Yeah.
Right?
You got cracked walls, just put up wallpaper. It's not a problem. But we take on, our philosophy is small projects, big projects, medium projects. We want to paint for customers, and we just want to be, have customers for life. So, it might be a $200-$500 job, and the next one might be $5,000.
Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Inside, outside.
Yeah, there's not much we don't do these days. So, carpentry, and we just try to be as much full service as possible. I mean, obviously, if it veers completely away from what we do, we usually have a referral, somebody we can, point our customers in the right direction for. We're not laying carpet and, everything.
But not building an addition or remodeling a kitchen,
Paint the kitchen cabinets, a lot of customers, what do kitchen remodels start at? 10, 20, 30, 50,000? Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. But you just paint your kitchen cabinets, and it can be a nice refresh if you, don't want to budget for a full kitchen remodel.
Right.
Get your knobs replaced, things like that.
855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. If you have flat paint on your walls, just inside, do you have to prep that before you paint, or you just paint right over flat paint?
Well, you want to make sure it's clean. I mean, if there's any, if it's a, if somebody put flat paint in a kitchen, which wouldn't be a good idea, but and there's like food splatter or something, you don't want to make sure it's clean, but no, you can pretty much go right over flat paint. A lot of times we don't recommend flat paint unless it's a desired look that you're looking for. If it's, two adults, empty nesters, there's not a lot of activity anymore with kids throwing things around the house, then, flat paint's good. Ceilings flat paints are good if you don't want that reflection. But otherwise, if you got kids or it's a kitchen or a bathroom, we're going to, recommend a minimum of like a low luster or a satin finish, something that's going to be a little bit washable or can take a little bit of abuse.
Yeah. I've been seeing a lot recently what Tom Faza always called ghosting, where you see the soot marks, the rafters and things from like burning sooty candles.
Yep.
The kind in the glass jars where the neck gets really narrow and it burns down, it chokes off the oxygen.
Yeah. You want soy candles.
Soy candles.
And then you don't run into that. But yeah, it will. You'll get the ghosting, and then when that happens, you got as a minimum, you have to oil prime
or wash it too, probably, right?
No, not really.
Isn't it greasy?
I wouldn't.
When I worked at
Kelman, like a lot of work.
When we would be asked to do that, we would use a chem sponge.
Well, that's different.
To remove it.
So if you're talking about fire restoration, well, where you don't want to be breathing, that's we're talking about candle,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would just prime it with an oil-based primer. Okay. If it's really bad, shellac it or something. But seal that, and then you can go ahead and.
So you put don't need to clean it because I keep telling people you got to wash it first.
Nope,
none. As long as you're using the right primer.
Well, again, if it's a a toxic environment, like you had a fire in your house, then yes, clean it.
Well, I'm not doing a home inspection in a house that's recently had a fire, but they burn candles.
Yeah. And the candles, again, if you just go over it with a oil-based primer, it'll seal it in, and they can just do a flat paint right over the top of it.
Good to know.
Matt's with us all this hour, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited, WTMJ Talking Text Line. Check them out at CertaPro.com. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Isaac's pick for today at Summerfest. Isaac in the producer's booth there. This is Braid. Braid at the Miller Lite Oasis stage at 8:30 tonight. So, to me, this is the perfect day. Sunny and 76. Perfect day to be outside doing stuff. Tomorrow for Father's Day, it's going to be iffy. Looks like there's some rain possible.
Great day to go out sailing. I'm going out sailing today with the crew we're doing some prep for a race coming up.
Matt Hefter's going to grill.
Yeah.
I'm going to grill.
You're going to paint
tomorrow, every day.
Every day.
Why not?
Yeah.
Every day you can. I mean, you only get so many days in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Do you do your own
painting? You can grill in the winter.
You can, but it's hard.
It's not fun. It's not more as difficult. Nice.
Do you do your own painting?
If it's the whole outside, no.
Yeah.
If it's
but you like to oil your deck, right?
I do that every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a passion.
Sure.
I mean, just to get everything to blend in exactly and the way I want it.
Because you spend a lot of time out there.
My deck,
yeah.
I should probably, spend a little less time out there. But
we should
I spend
do a show
lot
from
of
your
time
deck.
Out there, yeah. That would be great.
We should do a show from your deck.
Yeah,
we could record it out there.
Yeah. All right, so we did get a question here on the text line at 855-616-1620. It says, if I want a painting estimate, do I call the 866-455-7459 number found at CertaProPainters.com?
You're probably searching something and either getting a random number we're using for tracking purposes or, I would just say call a local number, 414-321-8337, or if you're really far away, call the other local number. But you can also just always call 1-800-GO-CERTA. Mm-hmm. That's
much
our
easier.
Branded.
1-800-GO-CERTA.
1-800-GO-CERTA.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you guys are, you are Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But CertaPro is nationwide.
CertaPro is definitely in every single state in the U.S. Yeah.
Does anybody ever stop into your office there on Highway 100?
They do sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so rare.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally somebody just walks in. And
sure.
It's usually if they want to drop off a physical check and want to get things going quickly. But
you really don't have a showroom or anything of anything, but. Or do you?
No, not really. No. I mean, we have color decks and we have samples for people to utilize and stuff. But we come to you. We make it easy. And it's so much easier to come to your house, look at what's going on, assess it, the preparation, everything, and give you a detailed estimate. But sometimes customers are in a pinch. They buy a home. They can't get in prior to inspection or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And we work with pictures online and stuff and just give them kind of a really good rough estimate. Yeah. And then we come through it during inspection and tidy up the estimate.
MLS has gotten really good at putting some really good
Zillow
pictures
and all these things
online. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you guys have the tools to show somebody what their house looks like with different colors on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Before and afters, if they want to pick wild, bold colors, it might not be perfectly precise, but pretty close.
Get you an idea of what it would be.
AI has been very helpful with that.
Sure.
And then we also have a relationship with a outside company that helps us do kind of pseudo renderings for customers.
Okay.
So
perfect. Yeah. And the number again was slower.
414-321-8337.
Or 800-GO-CERTA.
1-800-GO-CERTA.
1-800-GO-CERTA.
And if somebody wanted their deck oiled, similar to do you oil
yeah.
decks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. We still do. It's more of a rustic thing because I want the deck to patina out darker. So if I sanded off everything off my deck, okay, and this is literally you would have a brighter wood, and then you would oil it. It would be like a mission brown, medium brown, right? But when you oil it and it patinas, you get that real rich, dark chocolate color.
Okay.
And it never peels, but it does fade.
Yeah.
And I just like that.
And is that on cedar?
Or what? Yes. What cedar? Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's all cedar. I mean,
being a redwood, would that be even darker then? Because it starts out darker?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I want it to be as dark as possible.
So redwood deck.
It's so dark that when our Great Dane goes out there, we got to throw a bed down on the ways. It'll burn his toes.
Really?
Oh, wow. His paws. Yeah. Oh. On a hot summer day.
So you can't walk out on it barefoot?
I wouldn't.
No.
No, but you're grilling. It's dangerous out there. There's oils flying and grease and all kinds of things.
Drinks going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. CertaPro.com is a website. We're going to take a break, but if you have questions for Matt, 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton, and good morning.
If it needs fixing, we can help. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Summerfest going on this weekend, next weekend, and the July 4th weekend. The band Solstice playing right now. They're going to be at the Generac stage at 12:30 today. Almost the first band to play today. There's a Daniel Nathan electroacoustic band that starts off right at noon. But going to be a beautiful day for Summerfest. 76 and sunny.
The gates don't open till noon, but you're playing at noon?
Right at noon, yeah.
You know, you kind of missing out, but
run to the stage.
The fact that you play in Summerfest is probably a really big deal for them. So that's cool. Just like for Isaac and their band. So
we made it. We're at Summerfest,
right?
Matt Hefter with us from CertaPro Painters. Do you play any instruments? Do you sing?
Guitar.
You do?
And sing. Yeah.
Really?
Mostly with the kids. We all grew up and doing singing. My daughter sung and a lot of karaoke in the basement. Yeah. We have a whole PA system and keyboard and electric guitars and acoustic guitars and
cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I did not know that about you.
Wow. A lot of people
learned something new.
I didn't say
a Renaissance man.
Learned something new. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. This text is a little lengthy. We have a 32-year-old ranch. Since it was built over the years, we get a somewhat black, dark, round spot where every drywall screw is on the outside walls. We've painted over them, and they come back again. We've tried washing first, used Goo Gone. They don't come off. We live here in the mid-Wisconsin, out in the country.
All right, let's decode that.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't
we're
think
talking
it's
about
drywall screws.
I don't think it's drywall screws either.
But it's a fastener, a nail.
But
nail
it's head. Definitely outside.
Yeah, nail head on the siding. They didn't say what type of siding. I've seen it on aluminum siding.
And they said a dark spot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dark black round spot where every drywall screw is on the outside walls.
Okay, hold on here now. Drywall screws.
Outside. So maybe it's on the inside.
I think it's on the inside of the house, but it's the outside.
Yeah,
walls
that's what
inside.
I'm hearing. Okay, so that what they're getting, I'm going to guess, okay? This might be one of those candle situations again.
Right?
Oh.
And so where you have the drywall head, it's likely not insulated as well on those walls, and it's becoming colder, which is going to attract.
Right.
Just like the. No, is it warmer or colder? Warmer.
Warm goes to cold.
Warmer, right? And then. Just like you have in your rafters, where it lines up along where the wood touches the drywall. So, simple solution.
Stop burning candles.
Yeah. Get soy-based candles.
Yeah.
But no, simple solution, soy-based candles. Blame your wife. No, I'm just kidding. But literally, oil prime the walls and seal the walls and then paint and then don't ever use soy-based candles.
Sure.
Because new construction, this is not going to necessarily be a problem because the walls are properly insulated, there's Tyvek, all this stuff. But in older homes, this is
32,
a real problem.
32-year-old ranch, good chance they don't have any kind of house wrap on the outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's a conduction. You know, the cold is coming through, conducting through the structure of the house. The nails getting cold, and then you got the warm warmth air in the house is attracted to the cold surface
with the sooty
right
candles.
Yeah. Most likely the problem.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Paint engineering 101.
Yeah. Science.
Speaking of that, when
be with science.
When you know, I think the average person thinks I can paint a wall. I can paint my house. I can. What do your painters go through, like, to learn this is what I need for this place and this is the paint I need for this area of the house? Like, what kind of training goes into that?
Well, there's a lot of training. I mean, it's a lot of experience, right? But on the job training, but there's a lot of training. But the one thing is, like, our estimators, they're geniuses, right? Literally almost, I think, every single one of our estimators is a former painter that mm-hmm. painted for a long time. So they are usually writing a spec, and like we're talking about today, problem solving things. So, you know, sooty candles or this or that. They know that. They've seen it. They know exactly what to do with it. So they write the spec. They write the proposal. That gets shifted, and then we do a handoff to the job site supervisor and walk them through. And even if they've never experienced that before, mm-hmm. they now know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been doing this 20 years, and it's tough to stump me nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can throw anything at me and we'll usually problem solve it. I mean, we had a customer where we painted their house, stained their house. And then we saw some bubbling and it wasn't getting an adhesion. I'm like, well, what's going on here? Well, it turns out after talking to Homer, he said, you know, my wife built this house, the best quality. We primed all sides of the cedar before. And I go, whoa, all right. Now I know what's going on. You primed and sealed all your wood. So what's happening is wherever that moisture can come through the house, it's finding that one spot.
Yeah.
So the solution was simple. We let the weather cool down, scrape those areas, and then basically sanded and then redid it. But it didn't get the proper adhesion because during that day it was a little warmer and it was just sucking the moisture out of the house and mm-hmm. the paint was having a hard time adhering to the cedar.
Yeah.
But if you ever do cedar, don't oil prime your cedar because you're sealing your wood. You want your home to breathe. So quirky little things like that. Yeah. 20 years of experience, probably, I don't know, 50,000 homes. I should count that someday, how many projects we've done. But you just learn along the way.
Right.
Is it harder to find good painters these days, or are they still out there?
It's definitely harder. It's not a trade that is, you know, kids aren't graduating high school and college and going, I want to be a painter. Whereas, you know, back in the old days, you could paint during college.
Yeah.
A lot of kids aren't even painting through college. They're like, nah, I'm going to take the summer off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for you.
Yeah.
Enjoy life.
It was a respected trade. I mean, it still is.
Yeah.
But it was something that maybe their dad did or uncle or
third generation. Yeah,
exactly. That people, you know, bingo at creative construction.
Now they're like, hey, I'm going to design this software and I'm going to sell it for a valuation of $1.4 million or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
It's like nowadays kids just coming out of high school just are dreaming up crazy big things. And
I'm going to go viral. I'm going to make all my money on Instagram.
I literally talked to a kid. He's 28. I won't get into details, but operating a pretty successful business in the food and beverage industry. And he is literally trying to get to an IPO and sell either an IPO or sell for $100 million. And he's 28 years old.
28. Like,
that actually exists. It's crazy.
It is
an crazy. IPO in the food and beverage?
I'm getting that wrong. Not IPO. He wants to sell to one of the big.
Oh, like an equity firm.
Yeah. So he's taking shelf space and he's running volume right now. And he's.
I think there's a lot of people out there that are trying to build a business to get to that point. I get emails regularly asking, it's different for a single, you know, firm like myself.
Right.
I'm not going to sell for millions of dollars. So.
Yeah. And so, you know, painters, a lot of the painters that, you know, we bring in. We do provide training. We have a system, right? You know, if you got a supervisor that might have 10, 15 years of experience, and then you have somebody who's got like 3 to 5 years of experience, and then you got somebody that's a little bit more junior, they start off with masking and taping and cleanup and plastic. And then when they do that well, you move them on to the next steps, right? And then you can they can learn the trade along the way. And after a year or two, they get to be pretty good.
Do you have any multi-generational painters in your company?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we've got a handful of guys that are like third generation painters. We have one gentleman that's he actually ran his own business. He was the third generation painter and then retired by coming to work with us because he didn't want to just sit on a couch or a chair.
Yeah, sure.
And he's phenomenal. I mean, the craft of the tools and the paints and so forth weren't as good back then. You had to mix your own stuff. Yeah. Make your own colors.
Yeah.
I mean, so he knows everything.
Yeah.
Serta with a C, Serta Pro Painters. You can find them at SertaPro.com. We do have to take a break. Two more segments left if you have questions. 855-616-1620. It is the Fix-It Show.
Call with your problem. We'll try to solve it. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sixty-five degrees in Milwaukee on the way to 76. It's going to be sunny. The perfect day to go to the Aurora Healthcare stage at 3:30 and see Cigarettes at Sunset. That's the band that's playing right now. No, I don't even know that one. Never heard of them. But hey, that's what Summerfest is about. You go down, you walk around, you see different bands and hear music you've never heard, and maybe you find a new favorite. That's a way to do it.
So, makes sense.
Yeah. Matt Hefter from CertaPro with us. We do have a text at 855-616-1620. You want to read through that?
Sure. 20 years ago, we had a deck built with IP wood, or that's like a Brazilian hardwood. Beautiful at first, and upkeep was oiling with Pennafin. Kind of expensive. It fades fast and loses that beautiful color. Gave up and just keep power washing now. Is there a better solution after 20 years?
No, but
well,
so,
yes, calling you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it, probably if you don't want to physically do it, give CertaPro a call.
Right.
This is what we do. I was, talking about my deck and I use Pennafin, and you have to oil it, and it's a ironwoods and Brazilian hardwoods. They're a closed grain, a very tight wood, and so you can't really put a paint coating or anything like that on it. It's just going to peel instead. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
So it's a labor of love. You either love it or you don't. If you don't, call CertaPro and we'll do it. But, man, use Pennafin and any type of color you want. Once that deck is done, I'm sure he's listening right now going, yeah, once it's done. Mm-hmm. And you go out on that deck, it's like an amazing joy, but it takes some time to do. My deck, I do the verticals every 3 to 4 years, and the horizontals I do every 2 years, or if we have a party or something, maybe 18 months or something, I squeeze it in. But yeah, that's what you want to do. You want to oil it, and I love Pennafin. I think it's a really good product, but...
When you put that down, how long does it have to cure before you can walk on it again?
Usually 24 hours, 48 hours at the most. You just got to make sure that it just depends on the temperature, right? So if it's summer, whatever. You don't want to do it on a hot, sunny day because it's an oil. You want to slow dry and you want it to absorb in. And But that's the right product for the wood, for that deck. And that deck is, you don't want to replace it. That wood will last forever.
Right.
It's quality wood.
Mm-hmm. Usually slow installed grown. With hidden fasteners, so it just looks, generally looks really good.
Slow grown. Beautiful. It takes a long time to grow the wood, and but there's nothing better than when you stain it, stepping back and looking at
moisture.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they can do it for you because they do painting.
1-800-GO-CERTA.
Right.
1-800-GO-CERTA. CertaPro.com is the website. One final segment coming up. We went a little long, so this is a real quick one here, but more to come. It is the Fix-It Show on
making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
I would go see this band if I was there tonight. The Academy is Miller Lite Oasis Stage 10:30 at Summerfest. The Fix-It Show sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction, and we have Matt Hefter on from CertaPro Painters, and we're in the final segment. What have we not discussed that people need to know?
This year, a lot of people are doing garage floors.
Okay.
Last year, there was a little bit of a pause on that, kind of a little bit of a dip. But this year seems like everything's releasing and people are more comfortable with the economy. It's obviously humming along. So we do garage floors, polyurea, polyaspartic garage floors, chip systems, different types of things, quartz, whatever it may be. But when you do that to your garage, it's so cool because a couple things. There's actual function to it, and that is that you come off the road with a bunch of salt. That salt drops down onto your concrete, starts to deteriorate in your concrete. That's where you start to see pitted concrete and things like that. So it protects it. It just sits on the surface, and all you have to do is just take a little mop sponge or whatever, a little garden hose in spring, and you can rinse all the salt out of your garage. So it does have a function, but the aesthetics of having your garage floor done when you're pulling your car, it's just a nice, clean environment. It is, yeah, and it's super affordable. That's one thing I like to tell people about CertaPro. Like, it's quality work at an affordable price. That's what we're trying to target and have been trying to do for 20 years in this market. It's pretty affordable to do this. And when you're done with it, 20-year warranty, you know, you just don't have to do it again for a long time.
So on a nice day like today, you're out on your beautiful deck, you know, cooking and having a barbecue. And
grilling wings.
Here comes the rain. Let's move into my beautiful garage with a beautiful floor.
Yes.
Yeah. Hang out in the garage.
You know, in our garage, we don't actually park in it anymore because we just have a ping pong table and, you know, we entertain in there. So if we got a graduation party coming up and the garage will be open, all, you know, the doors will be open and it's just part of the space.
Mm-hmm.
I even got a heater out there now. So in the wintertime, the kids can go out there and act crazy and loud and play ping pong.
So we had a caller in the first hour and I just answered it off air. Basically, there are cracks in their drywall ceiling and everything. And I said, well, just answer. It's because they're not heating their garage. Drywalled and painted garages that are not heated tend to crack.
Expansion, contraction.
They get really cold in the winter, and paint and drywall don't like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the tapes will, you know, the tape will crack, and so sometimes even the drywall.
Heating a garage with a polyurea or polyaspartic coating, that's
the. And the heaters aren't that expensive either. I was like, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I did it at my last house. Well, I did the garage floor at every house, but I did a heater and the garage floor at the last house. And then we moved out to this house in 2021. And it was like the first thing. It's like, all right, get the heater in the garage, get the garage floor done. Mm-hmm. And then we can talk about what else you want to do to the house.
Sure. So, I think I remember your wife talking about all the kitchen cabinet work and everything that you had on the list too.
She wanted us to paint. We've painted our kitchen cabinets 2 times or 3 times so far. And we've only been there since 2021.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was twice. One color, and it wasn't quite what we were looking for. And then now we painted them black.
Yeah.
It looks so cool. Yeah.
Real quick question here came through. It says, the gel coat has worn through on a pool slide. Can this be painted or new gel coat applied?
That's outside of my expertise. Yeah. There are companies that do that, though.
Yeah, it sounds like a fiberglass repair kind of thing.
Yes, but I'm familiar with the process. I've just never done it before. I bet you if you call one of the big pool guys in town, they would have a resource to give you for that.
Another quick one says, I'm Bear Paint fan, loyal. I use paint and primer in one, but I've been told by professional painters that that's chemically impossible.
Yeah, I tend to somewhat agree. You are getting paint and primer in one, technically, okay? But it's not being applied the right way. You want the primer to go down, fully cure, seal the surface, then put the paint on. So I have no problem with Bear paint. I mean, it's just for us, there's a couple quirky things, like their satin is not satin, so it's like semi-gloss.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things like that, but...
But to the point of the question, what you just said makes sense. You know, a primer is meant to prime the surface...
Seal, and, cure.
And be there for the next coat to go onto.
Correct. Yeah, so a paint and primer all in one. I mean, if you're talking about interiors, other than the soot and the things like that, you don't really need to prime if it's a flat surface on a flat surface. You only need to do it if there's, you're trying to seal something, you're trying to adhere to something slick, like a semi-gloss finish or something like that. There's reasons to prime, but, you know, most walls, if you're going to roll on a low luster finish over a low luster finish, there's no reason to prime. If it's a super dark color, you would want to prime so it applies evenly.
Yeah.
CertaPro.com is a website. Certa with a C. Matt, always good to have you on the show.
1-800-GO-CERTA.
Also good to see you guys. Yeah.
We'll do this again next week. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
Enjoy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Father's Day. Fox World Travel Show coming up next.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.